I think the main thing that done it for Barnsley was the gaffer, Lee Johnson. I think his attention to detail in developing young players and wanting to make people at their best day in, day out, and the fact that he'll settle for nothing less than the best, I think that's what I need him in the way I want to improve. I want to develop as a footballer, as a person, and I feel like him getting on to me when I'm doing things wrong, or him encouraging me when I'm doing things right, I think that's the way I need to be nurtured, and I think he's definitely going to be the best at that. So I feel like I'll improve massively with him. So that was one of the massive decisions, yeah.
Would it be fair to say that you've perhaps turned down more money to come to Barnsley?
You know, yeah, there's speculation of that, and, you know, to be honest, I didn't really ever ask about the money. My agent will back me up on this. I never once asked what the money was at a club, because I genuinely feel that going to a club that's got more money is never going to be assured of the right decision. I mean, I've made a big decision to move 3.5 hours down the road, and, you know, like that, you know, there's clubs a lot nearer to me that may have offered the same money or whatever, and I think that shows that I'm dedicated to improving. So money is definitely out of the picture at the moment, because hopefully, you know, the way the way I want to develop and improve, I think that will hopefully come later in my career. But at the moment, it's solely about the football. So I think that, you know, like I said, joining Barnsley and the gaffer, I think that's the best way I'm going to achieve my goals.
I spoke to him a couple of hours ago, and he was talking about how he was really keen to sign you. You've expressed how much you want to work with him. Can you share some of that vision that he has for this football club? You know, what is he trying to build here at Oakwell?
He's trying to build a very, very young squad. I think that was another thing that got me, you know, enticed into Barnsley, was that, you know, it's a very young squad. There are a lot of players below the age of 24, 25, you know, and I think it's always fresh, because at the end of the day, we are the future of football, you know, in this country. And if you can develop young English talent, I think that's a massive part of football in general. So I think that, you know, the fact that he wants to look at homegrown players and work with young talent and polish them off sometimes, and, you know, get an arm around them when they're doing not doing so well, and when they're doing well, give them pats on the back. I think, you know, it's going to be massive for him. And I have no doubt that he will move on in his career as well. So, you know, it's always nice to have connections in the game, as a lot of players have told me. And I'm just looking forward to getting the way that he wants to play. Good, fresh, you know, attacking football, young, fit football. I just want to be a part of that. So I'm really looking forward to it. That's what Barnsley has to offer this year.
How good was it last year to get a good season at Wickham?
Oh, it was brilliant. I take my hat off to Wickham. You know, I always say they didn't need to give me a shot, because I'd never had any league experience previous to Wickham, and I was very grateful, and I grabbed that opportunity, and I went full throttle. I didn't hold anything back, and, you know, it paid off. Took a lot from that season. You know, unfortunately, we lost in the playoff final, but at the end of the day, that's football. I've said, you know, could have gone one way, could have gone the other. Unfortunately, went the wrong way. But, you know, I've probably taken more from the loss than I may have done with the win. You know, I think that I take things from that game that, you know, we didn't quite do it. That I think that if I ever get into the same situation, with be it Barnsley or any other club, I think, you know, I'll make sure that I go that extra mile to make sure that I can, you know, help the team to win. And I think, you know, I think that's, it's a massive learning curve for me last season, and, you know, I didn't stop learning, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to carry on learning. I think I'm going to learn a lot on and off the pitch from the gaffer, so yeah.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, Alfie, but 7 goals last season suggest you can get a few of them as well.
First and foremost, I'm a defender, I always say that, but if I can chip in with goals, you know, I'm definitely going to try and make myself a threat. You know, it was quite good last year, and, you know, there's nothing better for me than walking off the pitch at the end of a game, you know, 3 points and a clean sheet. But if I can get one of them goals that, you know, sometimes may get us a win, or it might get us a draw or away on a Tuesday night, then I'm well up for that.
What was it like this summer, though? Because, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of interest in you, and I'm sure you had a lot of different options there, and as you mentioned, you're moving quite far away from home. So what has this been like? Has it been exciting for you? Have you had a lot of thinking to do? What is it like for a player in this type of summer?
Oh, it was brilliant. It was. I can't say anything negative. You know, if anything, it's a little bit elongated. You know, and I expected that, because, like you said, I have quite a bit of interest in it. I was travelling up and down the country and that, and it was different for me because I've never experienced anything like it before. But it's like I said to a few of the people at Barnsley earlier, that it's better to be in a position where you've got clubs that are willing to take you than to be reaching yourself for a club. So I'm just happy I got settled before so I could get a full pre-season under my belt. But you know, it's just one of them things in football that if you do well and you catch the eye, then you're going to have people poking their heads in and that, and that's just part and parcel of the football. So my summer, it was a busy summer, but I'm just happy to be sorted now.